everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I am just so excited. I have one of my nearest and dearest friends. I absolutely love her, and you're going to love her even more. So welcome, Wanda Malone. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Kristen, for having me. You and I have gone so far back, so many memories, so many different paths of this journey together we have taken. Absolutely. So let's call you my friend. For sure. And thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I said right before we went live, I said, gosh, I wish we had a glass of wine. This would have been even more fun. But we are excited to be here. And I'm really excited about the topic today. We're going to be talking about IEPs, what is involved with that, and what resources that you have, which I think I haven't seen anybody do what you're doing and the way you're doing it. So I think you guys are in for a real treat, you know, especially if you've been fighting the school system and, you know, you're so stressed out, you don't know what to do. Wanda is going to be here to help. So before we get started, though, let's talk a little bit about why you're so passionate about helping families.
Absolutely. So obviously, my name is Wanda Malone. I'm based out of Illinois. Bilingual IEP coach and advocate. I don't like to use the word advocate because a lot of times it has a negative connotation. So I'm more of a coach. I guide, I assist families navigating this overwhelming, confusing, crazy journey of the IEP and 504. So basically why I got so passionate is because I have a 16-year-old who has autism, ADHD, and PANDA, some medical condition. And as we navigated through this process, I was just overwhelmed with some of the things that he was not receiving and started researching and doing training. And I spent hours and hours and countless time, I mean, just days in, day out, just doing and training myself. And I then became very involved in the community, the special needs community, started helping families behind the scene. And in sixth grade, I hired an advocate to actually help me navigate this process. And the school team literally said to me, you could have done better on your own than an advocate. And that was my turning point. I said, you know what? I need to make this my business, my passion, my vision. This is just my calling. It's my time to help families. And I then devoted the last 2.5 years to really intensify and up my training. And again, there's no certification for an IEP advocate, but there's a lot of national organizations that you can associate yourself with and become very well educated by special ed attorneys and other advocates.
And so for those right now, I want to take one step back. You know, I know IEP stands for Individual Education Plan, but for those that are watching, I remember when my son was first diagnosed and they were like, oh, you have to do this pre-IEP. And I'm thinking, what the heck is an IEP? Like, I didn't know what that was. Yep. And then we went to a pre-IEP. And for me, at that moment, I was like, oh, heck no, I'm not fighting this. Like, I am going to, like, I was a teacher by trade. So I was like, I am going to be setting up a school at my house. Like, and but, you know, today, obviously, my son's 18. And, you know, back then, there wasn't as much, I don't believe, help as there is today. And I say this lightheartedly, and I don't want somebody to write me a mean email when I say this, but, you know, if you're being diagnosed today, and it was probably the same when we had our kids diagnosed, but it's so much easier today than it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. There's so much more help needed, or I'm sorry, available that we didn't have back then. And so I love that you're doing this because I wonder, you know, if I would have went down the route that I did. Because at the time, I remember going to a pre-IEP and they were not really offering anything. And I didn't know my rights. I had an advocate there because somebody told me to get that. And I didn't even know what that was, really. I was just doing the checkoff box. So let's talk about what is a pre-IEP, what is an IEP, and why are these so important?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, the IEP is the Individualized Education Plan, which is basically a legal document in the public school in the United States. And how you get that is basically once you enter the school, there is an evaluation process, whether the families bring that up to the school or the school has a concern. Then they have what you're calling the pre-IEP, it's a domain meeting. And that domain meeting is where everyone around the table kind of talks about the concerns, the strengths and weaknesses, and determine if further evaluation is needed. every state is very different on the timelines, but here in Illinois, once you submit that, they have 15 days to respond, but 30 days to actually have a meeting. Once they determine that evaluations are necessary, there's 60 days to actually complete the evaluations to come back to a meeting and determine if the IEP is needed and at what level and what supports. Then 30 days after that is when the IEP is drafted. So the parents, the special education teacher, it may be a speech path, it may be an OT, very social worker. So there's a lot of people and it's so intimidating. And again, people like you mentioned, Kristen, back in the day, we didn't have this. It could be 15 people around the table and you're sitting there by yourself. And it's so overwhelming because you're dealing with the mental exhaustion of your child not only having a special needs, now what else can we do to make sure they're getting the best education? And we don't always know that. So that is where all this process is learning the ins and out. And what I found out through my journey, my vision is helping families really know their options through what I've learned over the 13 years and taking away the countless hours that I have spent self-training, navigating this process, making sure the families get that, right? And the other component that I bring to the table is when I am helping families, I don't have the emotional component as a parent. So when I go to my son's IEP meeting, obviously he's my son, it's very different. But it's really, really being factual and making sure that we're having a collaborative approach. I'm very collaborative, making sure that we're really upfront, communication, what is available, but making sure everybody around the table is really looking on the best interest for that child. But it's not an easy process.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember the pre-IEP, that's as far as I made it. All these people around the table, they were saying all these different like letters that I didn't even know what they meant, and you know, all these different code or whatever, the section, blah, blah, blah. And it was so overwhelming to my brain. And I remember it felt like the Charlie Brown, like kind of cartoon, where it was like, I started hearing wah, 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 wah. And I was so nervous that I wasn't like retaining. And then the girl that was supposed to be my advocate, she didn't really do anything. She just kind of sat there. And then she, afterwards we walked out, I remember, because I remember them saying autism, and then they kept using the word MR. And now, mind you, this is 16 years ago or so. And I'm at the time going, what the heck is MR? When did he, what is that? Because they're saying section, blah, blah, blah. And then there are all these other letters. And then they kept saying autism and MR. And so we walked out and I asked, her name was Megan. And I said, what does MR mean? And she says, oh, mentally retarded. Now we call it intellectual disability, but this is how long Wanda and I have been around, you know, in this kind of arena. And so I had just got the diagnosis, I don't even know, maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks prior, you know, and I threw up, no joke, I threw up in the parking lot right in front of her, like it just came out. And I said, whoa, I don't remember getting that diagnosis. When did that one come? And she says, well, most kids with autism most likely have that too. So we're just going to automatically, you know, we're going to think about that. So that way we can protect him is what she kept saying to me. But the protecting was he's not capable of anything is basically what they thought. So it was like, I remember going home and I cried and I thought, he's not going, no way am I going to trust his life with those people. And so I advocated to learn what I could and build a center at my home. But I'm gonna tell everybody that's watching, I know it's during COVID, so right now we don't have a lot of choice, but when it's regular life living, okay, which we will get there one day, you know, you are gonna still have these IEPs and you're gonna be wanting your children in school. And I really will say this, there are so many better programs today. And if they would have had the programs today back then, oh, in a heartbeat would I have had my child there. I also know here in California, if the public school does not have what you are looking for and there's a private school, you can fight your IEP to get them to pay for the private school, which I'm sure you help these people with. But again, if you don't know what you don't know how to help your kiddo.
Well, and you bring up a really good point, Kristen, when you were mentioning the MR. So one of the things, especially the newly diagnosed parents, it's not an easy journey, but know that there's people out there, there are resources. So it's whether you want to have someone on your corner help you or you want to start doing that. And I don't say that for you to hire me, but you can look for any advocate or any coach. Just make sure that they meet your needs. But there are a couple critical things that I want to bring up because you mentioned the EMR. So a lot of people will call me and say, well, my son just got diagnosed with autism, but the school won't give him an IEP. And that is correct. There is no legal obligation with a medical diagnosis for the school to accept it and implement an IEP. How an IEP is allocated or given to a student, they have to go through that evaluation process timeline that I discussed, and they have to determine that the diagnosis has an impact on the academic learning in the school, in the classroom. So it's really important parents know that, because if you don't have that, they don't qualify. And I see a lot of parents that say, well, he has a diagnosis, but he doesn't have an IEP or 504. So there's ways that we can obviously advocate to get them reevaluated, making sure the right evaluations are in place. But as you mentioned, what you don't know, right? And even though we're in COVID, a lot of schools are going remote. This is a critical time for a lot of parents, especially because we don't know, our kids do not learn well remotely, period. Okay. So this is going to be a really critical time for us to really open that communication with the school and for them to tell us, how are they going to implement the IEP? What does that look like? Because one of the things, and I know that you have decided to homeschool Jackson, right? Because, and he's done phenomenal. You've done so much for him. But one of the things that a lot of families are saying is, I want to homeschool. I'm done. Do not give up your special education rights, because if you want to decide, and if, let's say, any advocate helps you, my role is to guide you through this process. I would never give you legal advice. I'm not an attorney. I'm just here to guide you. You ultimately make the final decision as the parent or the guardian. But if you decide to homeschool in whatever state you're in, please, please, please follow the proper steps, because they still owe you special related services. What does that mean? You can decide to homeschool, call an IEP meeting, go through the process, making sure you ask them that you still want the speech, the OT, the social work, whatever services you have in the IEP, for them to be implemented as part of your homeschool program. That is something you can and should receive. So I say this because we didn't know that back then, right?
I didn't know that at all. We had everything either through our insurance or out of pocket. So I wish we would have known that. That would have been really helpful.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of parents don't know that. And that's why through, and that's a very important part, because I'm seeing, and I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, moms of parents are frustrated, and I get it. But if you decide to homeschool, please make sure you follow the proper steps with the schools, because you have to withdraw them, but make sure that you do not give up your special education rights, because they still need to give you the special related services. Very important.
I think we still have more questions, and yet I feel like everybody's sitting, I know you guys are all watching this going, you're probably taking as many notes as you can, because I mean, I'm learning as Wanda's talking, and again, you don't know what you don't know, and that's why finding people like Wanda is so critical when you're putting all these pieces together, because there are moms and dads, I don't want to discredit dads, because a lot of dads have done a lot of great work, and actually guardians and grandparents, and so again, don't write me, I know if you've done great work, we're going to celebrate all of you, but here's the thing, there's been people before us doing work that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And so if you can find people that, you know, can help guide you and help coach you, I find that to be the best thing ever. And so, you know, when we're looking at, you know, what you do, so your company is called Wanda Malone Educational Services. You guys can go to Wanda Malone Educational Services.com. You see the link right there on the screen. Let's talk about the course that you have. You have a 6-week course, and what makes your course so unique, which I think is that you have it in English and you have it in Spanish. And I think that's really important. We get so many families asking us, you know, do you have things in Spanish? And I always say, I'm so sorry, we don't. And I think that's just so amazing that you have it in both English and Spanish. So let's talk about this, the 6-week course that you have to offer.
Absolutely. And I just launched the English on August 3rd. And basically the 6 weeks is basically everything I've learned in 13 years. I call it mastering the IEP in 6 weeks. And what I'm doing is taking you from basic, like what laws and options are available. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm just giving you and finding the purpose and findings of the special education services. And then I walk you through one of the sections I'm gonna have is COVID solution, troubleshooting, resources, how to make sure you have the rights that are being followed as we just discussed through homeschool. And then we walk through, so every week we'll have recorded online digital videos that you'll go through. 2 to 3 times a week, we will do either Facebook Live in our private Facebook group, as well as webinars. And that is basically because I want to get to know the people, my students, the parents that are in the course. I am here to give you the knowledge, the training to empower you to take control of the IEP meeting. So you're not feeling overwhelmed. And I will always continue to support the parents through my course. So every week for 6 weeks, we'll be together and I'll do the same thing in Spanish. And then the biggest thing is I'm gonna help you look at the IEP and figure out critical areas that you need to hyper-focus on, how to write great, meaningful, functional goals instead of just one cookie cutter approach goals, really looking at what your child's needs are and how you develop those goals to meet the child for the future. It's really important.
You're so not just for the 6 weeks, you're there even during their, when they're getting their IEP back, you'll help review it as well.
Part of my 6 weeks, what I'm doing for the first 50 people that enroll every time, and I'm gonna launch it again in October. So when we start again, they get 1 hour free consult with me and I will review the current IEP, which is valued almost at $700. So really it takes over the course because I wanna make sure that the people that are taking the course, I know what they wanna get out of it. And I want, even though it's an online course, but I am gonna have face-to-face and I wanna make sure that the people that are taking the course feel and get the value out of it because that is my intent. I wanna give all the information so you don't have to go through what I went through for 13 years.
Oh, well, where were you when I needed you? Oh, that's right. We had our kids around the same time. you were learning still. So let's talk a little bit also about the price. So it's $357 for the entire 6 weeks, plus though that you're helping them, you know, you're basically by their side. And here's the thing, guys, one thing I know about Wanda, and I can say this with such confidence, she will end up just being your friend. And I just know this. Like she is the kind of person that she'll cry with you, she'll laugh with you. Your successes are like just as though it was her own kids succeeding. So I am a huge, huge, you know, fan of Wanda. Of course, I'm biased because I've known her, but we met at a conference. We were just two moms at a conference and became friends. I live in California, you know, she lives in Illinois, and you know, we became friends. And I know that if you take her course or you do anything, Facebook groups, whatever, she's going to be like, okay, what can I do to help? And so that's something I've always known about you. You're just amazing. So thanks. I want to say that, obviously, that my endorsement may or may not matter, but I'm just going to tell you, I wish she would have been around for when I had an IEP.
I wish I would have known all this when DJ was younger.
Yeah.
So much I would have done differently, right? But if here I am on a mission and I feel like there's always a purpose for doing something, right? And I feel like this is my calling, this is my mission and my vision. And DJ, you know, has 2 years to graduate, but I am here to service the community and I'm not stopping. Like, this is just the beginning for me because I love just helping. And really what my mission this year has been to help the underserved Spanish speaking communities. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about this, but really partnering with really non-for-profit in my local area that I have two already to help families go through the course and they don't have to pay for it. I want to make sure my vision this year, it was before COVID, to help as many Spanish speaking or underserved communities to go through this process because they don't have the resources. And I want to be able to make sure that they know there's so much out there that they don't know. And I want to give them that information.
I love that. Well, honestly, you and I know how much things cost in autism land, is what I call it. It's like, I am not sticker shocked at all anymore. It's like somebody will say something to me, and somebody said something to me the other day, and I said, well, how much is that? Or something about, and they said, 30, and I thought they were going to say like 30,000, and they actually meant $30. And I was like, you know, I was like, wait, no, I thought they meant 3,000 is what I thought they meant. And they really meant $300 is what it was. And I was like, oh, that's it? Like, it's like, there's so many different things. And there was another example like that too. It was something like, I really added another zero because I don't even know how much things cost anymore, just because autism land is so, I'll be honest, it's kind of ridiculous of how much things cost. But, you know, currently, you know, we don't have a huge choice in that matter, right? And so what I love about this is definitely affordable. It's $357, although you have four payments of $97. And I love that you're helping the underserved community as well. I think that's fantastic. And I love that it's in Spanish, because I don't speak Spanish, but I know a lot of people do, and they need help with that. So I love, love, love that. So I want to ask you.
Sure, too, Kristen, that families know, and I'll give you the link. So I have a Facebook page, Wanda Malone Educational Services. There's also one in Spanish that I share a lot of resources, and I do a lot of community lives like this. I do webinars. I just did a Spanish webinar on Sunday, and I had 30 people attend, and I had people from Dallas, California, New York, Florida, Illinois, everywhere. So this, my mission is here, and I spent 2 hours with them on a Zoom on Sunday, because I wanted to, and they had so many questions, and that's what I'm here to do, to help and serve.
You probably feel the same way I do. I will continue helping families for as long as it feels good. If it ever stops feeling good, then I'm not going to help. And I feel like that when people are teachers or in different professions, you should do something for as long as it feels good. When it starts to feel tiring or overwhelming or too much, that's when I feel people to take a step back. And so I feel like this, it's like, you're going to do this for as long as it feels good. And most likely, because our kids kind of picked our professions, I feel like we're going to be doing this probably until we take our last breath at some point, you know?
Absolutely.
Or until there's no help needed. I always say that too. Until there's no help needed in autism, then I will be here most likely. And at that moment, I will be happy to go be a greeter at one of those stores that puts a happy face on your receipt.
Absolutely.
That'll be totally fine. I'll be like, oh, that's all I got to do all day. Okay. I love that day if that ever happens. Yeah. So, I know you have four payments of 97 or one payment of 357. You guys need to check out WandaMaloneEducationalServices.com. Like as we talked about, she has a 6-week course. It's either in English or Spanish. Facebook groups, you name it, she's basically already figured it out for you, because she's been there already. She's already like been on this path ahead of us, which I love. That now you can kind of just give us the tips, the tools, and all of the above. Now, what has been the best part of doing what you do as an IEP coach and advocate? I know you're doing this because you're kiddos, but is there like one particular memory that you have? Or
you know, one of the things that I will say, obviously learning, and this is a passion of mine. I always wanted to go to law school and I didn't, right? Life comes about. And I feel like this is the closest I'm gonna get to law, anything law related, without giving legal advice. But really, it's really helping the families. And one of the things that I want to send a message to anyone, whether you're 3 or 17, it's never too late. I love when we have success and wins. Do we always win? No. It's always a rocky road, right? But it's how we confront it and how we go forward. We're not going to get everything we are asking for, but it's always about compromising and making sure that we have the best for that child. I just had a situation where a client called me in January, and this kiddo was graduating in May. Vocational trade, okay? He moved to the district 3 years ago, all over the IEP vocational trade. This kid was gonna receive his diploma in May, COVID happened, and he wasn't properly trained. So the family was referred to me, and I got involved, and we did not accept the high school diploma. And now the school district agreed to pay for all vocational training until he's completely set up, and found him a job because he is 18 now. And then we're gonna did a full extensive evaluation. So my point is never too late. And those are the things that I love to do, just getting the success and what our kids deserve.
Love that. And I know that my one more question is that I know this not after 18. I mean, like the kids can go to school. What is it? Is there a magic age, or is it different per state?
The first, I think it's different for state. So in Illinois is the day before you turn 22. And Michigan is 26, so every state has a different age. So yes, you can continue through your education, and they have vocational training, so that's one of the things. The other thing is when you have underlying medical conditions, and PANDAS is something that's dear to my heart, and a lot of our families are probably well-versed on that, and I have become really good of establishing what I call a temporary accommodation page for our kids when they're going through flares, and it could be PANDAS or any medical condition, but making sure you have the right accommodation. So it's finding the right person that knows what you're going through, and I've been through it all. So that's why I love what I do.
Love it. Well, I know everyone watching, I told you guys you're going to love her. I told you. So do you have any final messages for those watching at home right now?
No, I would say, again, just follow your gut. Whether you look into me, you have a question, you can send me a message. You go to my website, you have access to my direct cell phone number, call me, text me. If I'm not able to help you, I will direct you. But 99.9% of the time, I can help you. And again, we're in this together. I just want to make sure that all these families out there know, don't stress and spend the countless hours I did. Let me guide you through that process.
I love that. And she helps nationwide, guys. So it doesn't matter what state you live in, she is going to end up being your best friend, I guarantee you. And so I love it. Thank you so much, Wanda, for being here today. I really appreciate it. And for everybody else, again, Wanda Malone, educationalservices.com. Definitely check out her site. And remember, never ever give up. There is no magic window, and there is no age that you can't keep on going, you know, for the dreams for your kiddo. So thanks for being here, Wanda.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and everyone else, bye. Until next time.
Bye.